Nearly 1,000 miles in 70 days. That's how long a trio of wildlife enthusiasts are traversing the state from central Florida to the Alabama state line. This afternoon on Florida Matters, we're going to check in with the Florida Wildlife Corridor Expedition Team. Florida Matters' Steve Newborn has been meeting up with photographer Carlton Ward Jr., conservationist Mallory Likes-Dimmitt, and bear biologist Joe Guthrie at different spots along the journey. And he brings us this update from the shores of Apalachicola Bay.
It's a little better than I expected to see. The rivers in particular are, you know, from pretty wild places. So I was looking at the Ocklockney River and just kind of amazed at how the forest kind of marches out to you as you kind of paddle down that river, overhanging branches and kind of unlevied, unmarked by the hand of man shores, you know. So the benefit to not being familiar with it, you know, made me open to that, and kind of it's a pleasant surprise.
I think we've each been surprised and delighted by the amount of the scale of conservation and the wildness that we've seen in this part of the state. And for me, you know, that's just really kind of strikes a chord each day with how few other people we encounter, even on the Florida Trail or through, you know, well-known public forests, national forests, Apalachicola National Forest. We hardly saw other people. On our most recent paddling trips, we've seen very few other people. And we're in a lesser populated part of Florida, but I think this is true everywhere in Florida. People just aren't really getting out, you know, beyond kind of, there's so much wild lands and waters available, and they're within a half day's drive of everyone. But when you get out there, you have these wonderful places to yourself.
I will say that when the temperature drops below freezing, most people might not want to go out, but we had no choice. So,
but the daytimes were beautiful. I mean, that's, you know, the every day was not so again, it's with a half day's drive. You can actually still sleep indoors and get out and enjoy these places, and still there's very few people doing so.
No, you're absolutely right, and that's been a theme for the whole corridor from the Green Swamp all the way around. I was making light of our freezing days on the Apalachicola River, where maybe even the oystermen stayed in bed those mornings. I'm not sure.
You mentioned that there were stretches where you don't see a house or you don't see any people. Is it still possible in this day and age to imagine that you're William Bartram being the first one to travel this part of the state on a world of discovery?
I mean, yes and no. So, you know, this state is markedly different than when William Bartram traveled through it. You could imagine yourself being, you know, the sort of modern day equivalent to that in terms of, you know, being on a new path of discovery and seeing these areas in a slightly different way than William Bartram did, or they look different than when he was here and did his travels. So, you know, there are societies of folks who sort of recreate that experience. And, you know, I love the spirit of that and the feel of new discovery of places wherever you go. And I think we all embody that a little bit. But also, you know, the human touch on the environment is pervasive. And even in places where you don't see other people, they have been shaped by people for hundreds of years since. And they're a markedly different place they were in the 1700s.
Carlton, same thing for you. Do you feel like you can still have a sense of discovery in the 21st century?
I do feel a real sense of discovery, and it's been interesting where that discovery has been. You know, I felt like the first few years during and after graduate school, I was going all over the world trying to find stories that hadn't been told or stories that people hadn't seen very much. And right now, within a couple hundred miles of home, there are so many stories that aren't in Florida's identity to the degree they could be. And it's really encouraging and motivating to see how much discovery or rediscovery we can do.
That was Carlton Ward Jr., Mallory Likes-Dimmitt, and Joe Guthrie talking with Florida Matters' Steve Newborn about their journey along the Florida Wildlife Corridor. We'll bring you more from the expedition team this afternoon on Florida Matters at 6:30. And if you would like to see some awesome pictures of places along the journey, just go to our website at WUSF.org. Great photos that Steve has been taking, and they could definitely inspire you to get out and see what everybody's talking about.